stock picks in the meantime. Jonathan, you're going for Roche.
Yes, I'm going
Swiss company.
Yeah, Swiss-based company, headquartered in Basel, listed in Switzerland. It's a big diagnostics and prescription pharmaceutical company. They do things, when I say things, they sell drugs like for anemia, anticoagulation therapy, leukemia, you name it, whatever disease is out there in the world, and they produce it and they sell it. Okay, it's got a market cap of 264 billion Swiss francs, which is close to 4 trillion rand. They're not cheap from a just normal PE perspective, 22 times, similar to Sanofi or GlaxoSmithKline, which is two of their competitors, dividend yield of 2.6%. It's just a global company that we like, and on weakness, probably looking to buy some. They've had quite a nice run the past 6 to 9 months, trading just over 300 Swiss francs. But, you know, I think...
And has that been quite interesting to you? Because a lot of the pharmaceutical companies, or any company involved in the whole healthcare chain, have had a really tough year.
Sure.
So they've kind of been outperformers.
Yeah, I think them and GlaxoSmithKline have done well this year. Pfizer hasn't done well. Eli Lilly hasn't done well. But look, we like it. I mean, the operating profit margin's 19%, ROE's 40%.
Okay.
Like I said, on a bit of weakness.
Performer.
They've had a bit of a run, so they'll pull back, buy some.
Okay. And, Gerbrand, you were talking earlier about the banks. You think they're horribly undervalued. And Standard Bank is your pick this evening. In fact, there was a question on Standard.
No, I just think you buy stuff when nobody else wants them. Certainly that falls into that category at the moment. There's a downgrade hanging over South African business. They're the leading African bank, almost from South Africa's point of view. In Africa, nobody wants to be in Africa at the moment. They're doing a great job. You saw growth from that side in the latest numbers. South Africa is actually growing. The IT spend is behind them. So I think people are missing the plot here. It's sitting at a 9 or 8.5 PE multiple, decent dividend yield. I think you'll be get rewarded over the next year holding this.
Okay, let's hope so. Gerbrand, Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Jonathan Fisher is from PSG Wealth Santander. Gerbrand Smit is from NFG Fund Management. And we'll be back with your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.